Welcome to Season 2 of my podcast, Friends, Relationships, Careers, and MTV. More of the best stuff on earth for you, me, us.
Today, I have a special guest. I'm bringing in an expert to talk about, we're talking about men's fashion or just fashion in general?
Fashion in general, and then talk about both men's and how it relates to women's. Sure.
Okay. So a big problem that I have, and a lot of my friends, is that we don't know how to dress, you know? And also, a lot of my friends do know how to dress, but they don't necessarily dress well. And I know that you used to have a company that dressed people.
Right.
So, like, how did you get into this? Because I don't remember you having this sort of interest. I mean, you probably had interest, but I just didn't notice. So, like, how did you personally decide, I'm getting into fashion, I'm getting into this?
Well, I guess my career into fashion really started of my simple need for a job. Senior year at school, couldn't get a job, and Macy's came recruiting at the B school, and I really wasn't even that familiar with Macy's. I knew Macy's had this parade on Thanksgiving Day.
You were not into fashion before this.
It's not to say I wasn't into fashion. I knew what I liked to wear, and I knew that I liked to look good, but it's not like I was reading fashion magazines and looking at
right.
what other people were wearing, things like that. And so I thought to myself, oh, that's a somewhat creative industry. They're paying XYZ. I know I want to be into New York. So check, check, check. It doesn't matter what company it is or what industry it is. And so being in the industry, it kind of is your job to know what's going on in the fashion world. So I start to pay a bit more attention and this, I start to do this naturally as well, because I enjoyed it. You know, if I'm just walking the streets in New York, I just wanted to see, I kind of got intrigued as to what people were wearing or what was the cool brand or what was the up-and-coming brand, window shopping and things like that. And kind of just grew from there. And then, again, it's just natural interest in what people were wearing and, you know, just enjoy it at the time.
You sort of grew into your interest of fashion or you always had it?
I always had it for myself, and then I grew into it for others, if that makes sense.
I don't remember what you looked like in college, dress-wise. Did you dress well in college?
I mean, I wore... I didn't have any money, so I tried to make the best of it. So, you know, I would go to Ross, and they had... Ross has cool brands. They're just cheaper.
Right.
And I knew I would go there and get my Tommy Hilfiger and...
Yeah.
And polo, and you know that I thought that stuff was cool at the time. So I knew I was a little bit of a brand whore from that kind of perspective. It's not like I bought the stuff because it looked cool. I bought it because it came from a company that was supposedly cool at the time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that was leading up to college or through college and whatnot. And I still was like concerned about, you know, the way the pants work with the shirt, work with the shoes, and trying to look good. Yeah. So the end goal was to try to get girls and stuff like that.
That's why you get them.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. So my question, you know, because fashion is something you got to put effort into,
right?
You can't just be like, I'm going to be fashionable and not think about it. I got to put some effort into it, right? So like when you talk to people who are working with, would you rather work with somebody who has no fashion sort of idea or effort, or they're into it, but they just maybe have bad fashion sense? Like, which one's easier for you to work with?
Or
would you prefer to work with?
Definitely easier to work with someone that kind of has a sense of, you know, the way they want to look or want to dress or have a sense of, you know, what names are out there and things like that. Somebody that's kind of anti is, you know, kind of stuck in their ways of...
What about not even anti, just like a blank slate? Is that like a dream customer where they just say yes?
No, that's definitely not a dream customer because you could take them into 85 million directions and never figure out exactly what they like or what their style is and what they're comfortable with. Unless you built up that trust that whatever you say, they will embrace and run with, you know,
right.
which is very rare or, you know, shouldn't be the case on their side because what's the saying, if you... don't stand for anything, you'll fall for anything or something
right.
like that.
Like,
but
don't
like,
just dress, whatever.
Yeah, you know, you don't want somebody that's going to be like, okay, yeah, I love that, and I thought this shit where, you know, wearing like a paisley shirt, you know, with plaid pants or something like that, that's not just, just because I said it doesn't mean that, that you should believe wholeheartedly that that's what it should be the case. It should be fit into your mindset. Do you like it? Does it fit into your life? And that the way that looks. And you can, I can recommend stuff and vouch and maybe push you over the edge and be like, okay, you're leaning towards it, but mm-hmm. if I say so, then you're like, okay, yeah, I'll go with that.
Do you give unsolicited advice? Because, I mean, people know, A, you work in the fashion industry, B, you dress well. So do people come to you like, hey, can you make me look better? Or do you ever say, hey, man, like, you really need some help?
Definitely people come to me asking, you know, for help or whatnot. Like, I remember I was just walking into a club one day and this dude behind me was like, dude, my friend likes the way you dress and then thinks that I should dress more like you.
Oh.
And I was like, all right, thanks. And she was actually pretty cute, so I ended up talking to her.
Uh-huh. Oh, good work.
Know, for the rest of the night, and I got a client that way. But I definitely don't roll up to somebody.
But like, even, dude, how about like, even friends? How about friends?
For friends, yeah. For you friends, will. Like good friends, on top of that, like they have to be a good friend. I have to know them for quite a while. And mm-hmm. I probably have already said they dress like shit.
You do.
Shit anyway, yeah.
Like you say it like that?
Yeah.
You're
oh,
like,
yeah.
You do dress like shit.
Or I'll like call them out and be like, dude, like you wore that same shirt like yesterday. Why don't you put on a new one or put on a different one? Like kind of switch it up sometimes, right. You know? Just kind of call them out like that.
What's their reaction?
They're like, oh, yeah, I know. You leave it to you to call me out on some fashion stuff or whatever. But I'm like, yeah, dude, that's what I do, you know?
Are you ever like, I'm going someplace and you bring one of your friends with you and you're like, I'm dressed nice. If you're going to come with me, you got to dress nice too.
Not necessarily from a being stylish standpoint, mm-hmm. just from being a dress appropriate standpoint for the venue. Yeah. Like for New Year's. I knew I was going to be wearing like a button down with a tie and a vest mm-hmm. and jeans, kind of like trying to be cool guy mm-hmm. or whatever. And I knew some of the girls we were going with was wearing a dress. So my buddy, who I know wears like board shorts and flip flops all the time, I was like, dude, I'm wearing, you know, tie and vest. The girls are wearing a dress. So you should probably, you know, dress a little bit nicer. You know, it's New Year's. We'll start out with a bang. He's like, oh, good to know. I'll just probably he wore like a sweater and a button down or something like that. I don't know.
A sweater.
Pretty conservative, but yeah, it was definitely better than probably what he was planning on wearing had I not told him that.
Do you ever give advice to women?
Absolutely. Yeah,
friends?
Sure. Yeah.
Unsolicited?
No, never unsolicited. Never. No.
You would never do that for a woman?
No.
You would
never for anyone.
Well, you just said you do that to
for friends, yeah.
Your guy friends, you're like, hey, you look like shit.
Oh, I'll do that for friends that are girls? Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, like, no, that's those shoes not. Not a good look.
Before they ask you?
Yeah. But again, it has to be a good friend that I'm like on those kind of terms with. If they're just somebody I see every now and then, or just like, you know, hey, how you doing or whatever, and then like maybe a mutual friend, I'm like, yo, fuck is on her feet. but yeah, like girls will ask me all the time, like, what do you think of this shirt, these shorts, or mm-hmm. you know, what's a cool brand I should look at these days? Yeah, girls do that all the time. Yeah, I mean, I don't really feel like I know that market very well. I just know what I think looks good on a girl.
But at least you have an eye.
I have an eye. Yeah. But at the same time, a lot of times, like, that eye is more attracted to the girl that's wearing it than the clothes that she's wearing.
I see. Now I have a two-part question, actually. So one is, so they say that, you know, a lot of women who dress up, they like to dress up, you know, they're beautiful. But a lot of things that they say is sometimes like, I don't dress up for men. I don't dress up for anybody else but me. Now let's apply that back to men. Like you had said previously that you're like, dress up so I can get girls. You got to look good. If it was up to you and there were no girls around, do you dress up? Because are you like, I dress up to make myself feel good? Or are you like, I'm primarily dressing up so that the world looks at me in a way and a girl looks at me in a way?
The honest answer is probably, at the end of the day, it's because the girls will think you know, better of me or whatever it is. But, you know, if thinking about that question on various levels, like I always like to be one of the best dressed people in a room. So if I'm going to like a dive bar, I know that people aren't going to be really dressing well there, but I still want to maybe dress like maybe like a notch above what the average may be.
Right.
Just for my sake and knowing that, you know I can look the part, and especially if I tell somebody I'm in the fashion right. business.
You're the best dressed person in this room. So you're like, I'm going out and I'm going to be the best dressed person in this room.
So like, yeah, so call it 10% is for thyself. And to be the best dressed person in the room, you know, one can go ahead and say that still goes back to trying to attract girls because that's how you stand out. You like peacock and you're showing your feathers and you're showing how well dressed you are. So one can argue that goes back to that. But, you know, there's a certain sense of, you know, own your own gratification.
What's an effective sort of a peacock item or like, what do you find is like a very effective thing?
I mean, it depends on what your actual effort is. Like, to straight peacock and just purely draw attention, it doesn't necessarily always have to look good.
Right.
But if you want to look good and draw attention, it's always usually like accessories. So if it's like glasses, one that I've been wearing for about 10 years is this like leather cuff. I'm sure you've seen leather it. I'm sure most people we know seen it because it's, you know, I get a lot of questions about it. Like, they're like, what is that? Is that like some like ancient Greek or Roman fighter stuff? Or is that some like S&M type whips and chains type stuff? It's a comes a conversation piece.
Right.
And then a lot of times people like just thinks it looks cool or whatever. Yeah. And I think it's funny that some... Even to this day, like, people are like, oh, is that, like, your new thing? Is that the new and latest and greatest thing? We're like, no, I've been rocking this thing
forever.
Like, yeah, 10, 15 years. Well, more like 10, but, yeah.
Now you're living in Southern California. You're living in, like, a beachy culture. And the one thing that I notice whenever I come back to California is, like, people dress like shit out here.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, like, how, you know, especially since you're coming from New York, you're coming from a place where fashion is so high, where everybody dresses good. Mm-hmm. You come to Southern California, like, what... Have you, tell me about that.
I mean, I myself have lost a lot of my sense of style. Being the case, I live on the beach as well, so I wear rainbows every day. You know, during the summer, I just wear board shorts and t-shirts. So, you know, maybe in Hollywood, which I never go to, they're a little bit more, it's okay, or they look at fashion a little bit with a keener eye and whatnot, but definitely New York is considered a way more fashionable city than LA. And LA obviously is broken down into different segments or whatnot, but let's just call it fine Southern California, whatever it is. You know, anything from, like I said, I wear my rainbows every day, and I used to be like borderline sneakerhead, like have 20, 25 pairs of shoes in full rotation and things like that, and, you know, working together outfits like that, but now it's just a pair of black rainbows. It should or should not go with everything, whatever, doesn't matter,
right?
And I don't really care anymore because I'm on the beach anyway, and you know, it's January right now and I'm still wearing my rainbows.
Right.
My feet are a little bit colder than they should
but you're
be,
like, but whatever, like, I'm good.
Yeah, so then it becomes less so fashion for your footwear, is less so fashion, it's more function, just being on the beach and having something cover your feet on the ground.
Right. Has anybody ever told you something that, like, listen, that looks bad on you. You need to switch that up. Have you been on the receiving end of that sort of thing? You must have at some point, right?
Yeah, I have. Maybe, okay, I'm thinking about, like, a shirt that I got, probably for free.
Uh-huh.
And it was one of the ones that had like graphics all over it, like on the sleeves, on the chest, on the back, on the sleeves and stuff like that. And then it was probably maybe 6 months after that was not cool anymore. I mean, it was still like kind of proliferating kind of in like smaller, non-trendy circles, if you will.
Yeah.
But amongst a trendy circle, they'll like shoot you down and be like, yo, like that's so 6 months ago. Like, why are you even wearing that?
Right.
And I got it for free, and I was like, I might as well wear it, you know, wore it out one night, and it was like, I got a lot of backlash. I was like, oh, all right, well, I guess I need to be on my P's and Q's, like, every night, for that trendy crowd,
right?
And because you're gonna get blasted, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's like they're still your friend, whatever. They're just maybe gonna be like, yeah, call you out, and then move on to the next topic, but
not right,
make it like an issue. But it's on sometimes on the individual. They're like stew over and over and over and be self conscious about it. Like that's definitely, I've definitely done that to other people
right,
sometimes. Yeah,
I mean, it's, you know, we've had, I don't know, I guess like when I hang out with our group of guy friends, we talk about clothes a lot. I don't know if this happens to you, but we're like always talking about clothes, and we're always talking about, you know, like oh, like tighter pants or whatever, or tighter clothes, or, you know, because that's like the trend now.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it's like man, that guy's pants are too tight, you know, or like they're too, and you have to go tell them, but sometimes you don't.
Tell, do you know this person?
Oh, yeah. We're friends with them. We're good friends with them.
Right.
But we can't tell them because we're like, oh, they might be sensitive. They, you know, so it's like there's this sort of like game of sort of making sure that you're telling them. Because when you talk about people's clothing, you could hurt their feelings.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, again, it kind of goes back to depending on how good friends you are. Yeah. Like, a lot of my friends know that I'm pretty straight up. And if we're, you know, talking about fashion, then, you know, I'll call you out and be like, you know, wearing that t-shirt again? That same pit stain I saw the other day? You know? Or the whole tight jeans thing, like, for sure I'll call people out. Like, that's... I never really got into the tight skinny jeans. Uh-huh. You know, there's different levels of thinness or whatever. So yeah. I got maybe slim, but not tight, not skinny.
Right.
No, not jeggings.
Like, well...
You do know what jeggings are.
Yeah? I do, yes.
and yeah, absolutely, you gotta call somebody. I mean, that's, you've seen that, I think it's like a Miller commercial where the guys I wear like some super tight jeans walk.
Yeah.
So all his friends call him out, the bartender calls him out, things like that. And then that's what your friends are for. They need
it's our job.
Yeah. Let you know that those are way too tight and you're showing a lot of information right now.
But here's the thing. I like to call people out on what they wear, but I dress like shit. Is that okay?
If you preface it, do as I say, not as I do.
I feel like I don't have enough pull because I'm always like, that looks bad, but because I don't look good, they don't listen to me. So I should funnel it through you and have you tell them because at least they'll respect your opinion. Or like, I'm always like, I got to funnel it through like a girl or something because then they'll be like, oh, you know, that doesn't look so good. And then they'll listen to them.
Right.
You know, because I don't think you need...
Well, why do you think that is? Like, is that to say that you are just making an observation? Or do you think that you, you know, you don't really care how you dress, but maybe you're concerned about, you know, how other people are perceiving your friend?
I just think if it looks bad, they shouldn't wear it, necessarily. Although, you know, when I wear... I mean, I'm like into fashion on like, I like to study it, I like to look at it, I like to do all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally don't dress that way because I guess I'm poor, but also because, you know, like I dress like shit and it's like, it takes me a long time to switch it up. And, you know, but like, I love shopping. I grew up, you know, I love all that stuff. I like shopping. I like shoes. If I could, I would own so many shoes. I would own all the stuff. But now I'm just pairing my wardrobe down to the basics, and it's like, and it's gotten to the point where like, man, like I don't dress
well. How much of it of a factor is money? Like, if you had the money, would you dress better?
If I had a lot of money, yeah.
A lot or more?
A lot, because there's so many things I would spend my money on.
Huh.
You know, I'm like, I'll rather get...
That's interesting, because most people that have an interest in fashion or shopping put that pretty high on their priority list of what they would rather spend their money on.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I was reading, or actually one of the videos you sent me about the sneakerheads, like these guys would, as soon as they get their check week to week, they would run out to the store and get their new pair of sneakers because that's where their priority was.
Right.
They don't need a lot of money. They just need some money. They need enough money to afford whatever it is that purchased that day.
Right.
So like I said, like, so to, for someone to study it, to read blogs about it and things like that, they usually go out and execute that interest, or, you know, try it on themselves and start to make purchases and things like that.
Anything else you want to cover in our...
No, but I definitely think we should do this again, and we can talk about, even in that short time, what may or may not have changed in terms of trends or my likings and what you may have stepped up your game maybe a little bit, like very shortly, and we're just in that short time, because that'll kind of lead into how fast moving fashion is or is not. And definitely how cyclical it is. Like, snapbacks are back.
They're back.
Cycle.
Once I get my podcast stuff up virtually, I'll just call you, like, every couple of weeks for, like, a quick style guy update.
Well, maybe not every couple. Maybe once a month.
Once a month, okay.
Maybe right. 2 months.
That's actually a good idea. Yeah, I'm trying to get recurring guests on my podcast.
Okay.
I have to get my microphone working. because right now I have to be next to them. So it's like, I don't hang out.